time now for your KDWA Sports Update. I am Sports Director Trey Lauer, reporting on KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at KDWA.com. Your home for local sports anytime, every time. The Hastings Raiders ran wild over the Bloomington Jefferson Jaguars on Friday night, literally, as Zach Shattuck ran for the believed to be eighth most rushing yards in a game in Minnesota State High School League history in a 46-19 win over the Jefferson Jaguars. Shattuck ran for 376 yards and five touchdowns in the win, and the Raiders opened up with a 27-point first quarter and never looked back en route to the dominant win to go to 2-0 on the year. Here's Dick Craig with the game recap.
Week two of the 2025 Hastings football season, and the Raiders travel to Bloomington Jefferson to take on the Jaguars. And they come out winners 46-19 in a real shootout in which they started strong and they just finished strong. It was a wonderful game to watch with Zach Shattuck getting 376 yards on 22 carries. On 26 carries, actually. The scoring started off right away in the first period. Hastings kicked off to Bloomington Jefferson. They fumbled the ball, and Hastings picked it up and got the ball back on the, 22-yard line. And they went from there, and they marched two plays, 78 yards. Zach running 78 of those yards. Hanson made the kick, and that made it 7-0 at 10:59. Bloomington Jefferson came right back. Adam Brugman, their runner, number one, made a 7-yard run. The kick failed at 8:27, two plays, 9 yards, and they were on the board 7-6. Hastings comes right back with Zach Shattuck running 17 yards at 7:19. Three plays, 64 yards total, and Hastings makes the kick with Hanson, and it makes a 14-6 in the first quarter. Hastings wasn't done. They get the ball back. They pound down 26 yards on two plays at 5:45. Zach gets his third touchdown of the quarter, a 2-yard run. Hanson makes the kick, and that makes it 21-6. Not finished with that time. Elliot Hagan catches a 39-yard pass from Hanson. The kick failed. That was at 21 seconds to go in the quarter. And that was 9 plays, 84 yards. And the score at that time was 27-6. So a 27-point first quarter for Hastings. And that was the score, actually, except for one more score by Brugman with 11:20 in the second quarter. Three plays, 50 yards. He ran 23 yards, and Denkman made the kick, and that made the score at the halftime 27-13 in favor of Hastings. Third quarter, Hastings comes out, gets the ball, and at 7:25, Zach gets his fourth touchdown, a 42-yard run. The kick failed. That was three plays, 80 yards. Then at 3:24, Hastings gets the ball back, and another 80-yard run by Zach Shattuck only took one play, 80 yards, and he was gone. And then Bloomington Jefferson comes back with Brugman getting his third one of the game, a 69-yard run, a nice run down the far sideline, and the kick failed, and that made the score at that time 40-19. And I should say that Weber made the kick on that last play by Zach Shattuck for the extra point. And then the final score was the kickoff on that at 27 seconds in the third quarter. Grant Birkin took the ball 75 yards for the score. The kick failed, and that made the final score at the time 46-19. Hastings and Jefferson didn't score in the fourth quarter, but with all that stuff going on in the first three, we really didn't need to it. Hastings carried the ball for 32 times for 390 yards. Zach had 26 carries, 376 yards, 14 yards a carry, and 3 touchdowns. Carter Hansen, passing the ball, was 4 for 8 for 70 yards and 1 touchdown. Hastings gets 3 turnovers, 2 fumble recoveries, actually 3 fumble recoveries, and an interception on a pass for an extra point, which was right into the hands of a Hastings player. He couldn't advance it, but it has to go down as an interception. So Hastings comes out with a 46-19 win over Bloomington Jefferson. Next week they're at home taking on Chaska. That game will start at 6:30 at McNamara Stadium, Todd Field. We'll be on the air about 6 o'clock from KDWA, 1460, 97.7 on your dial. And make sure to listen to Ray Lauer and Jerry Rupp, and we'll get that action started about 6 o'clock on Friday night from Todd Field, McNamara Stadium, as we take on the Chaska Hawks and try for 3 wins to start the season. For Dick Craig and all our crew back here at KDWA, it was 46-19.
The Prescott Cardinals also got back into the win column for the first time this season, and they win the Highway 10 rivalry to do it. Prescott was down 10-0 in the game at the half, but used a big second half, including a 62-yard touchdown pass from Brody Temmers to Jalen Fleming to get the win, and then a late pick six sealed the deal for the Cardinals. They win 20-10. They go to 1-2 on the year. More importantly, they go to 1-0 in what's expected to be a wide open Middle Border Conference this season. A good start, knowing that you likely need 4 wins in conference play to make the postseason. And Prescott is back in action next week against Altoona at home. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff on the KDWA video stream while the Raiders are at Todd Field against Chaska. And don't forget to join us next Thursday as well when the Hastings Raiders soccer teams are on KDWA for the first time this year. The Raiders will take on South St. Paul with the girls and the boys at 5 and 7 o'clock. The girls soccer team is coming off of a win on Thursday this week, and Sienna Sanchez off to a red-hot start for the Raiders with the ball. And we'll have that for you Thursday, and then we'll have Hastings and Prescott football for you on Friday next week right here on KDWA. This has been your sports update on KDWA AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. I am Sports Director Trey Lauer reporting.